What is up, everybody? Hey, Trish, what's going on, sis?
What's going on, Jay? I'm good. How are you doing?
I am well. Well, I say I'm well, but actually, you know what? We got a confession to make to the viewers, the listeners, and the watchers and stuff. We told everybody that we're going to be coming back, hitting it hard, June 14th. And we did. We dropped an episode because we came back strong. We had an episode with some authors of ours, Billy Allen, Miosha Streets, and that episode is fire. So you haven't listened to it, you better go back and listen to
fire.
It.
Fire.
Exactly. But one of the things that I felt that we didn't quite plan for is that our logo wasn't quite right yet. And the intro music isn't quite there yet, but things happen behind the scenes that we don't know, and we can't prepare for everything. We were talking to multiple artists, and all of them had other obligations and juggling things, and we didn't know how long it actually takes to compose things. Who knew, right? to come up with stuff.
And it's also summer. Everyone wants to get out. Quarantine is almost over.
Right? Exactly. Yo, so yeah, everybody, summer, no one really wants, I'm not going to say people don't want to work, but yeah, everybody's kind of in relaxed vacation mode.
Yeah, you know what? We've been locked up for the last year and a half here in Toronto. We're getting some weather in the 20s, like some sunshine. Like, no one wants to even hear me right now.
Everybody in the States, I know you just heard Chris say 20 degree weather for Canada, for up north, that's hot or that's warm.
Yeah, we're in Celsius.
Oh, man. So, yo, the point of this show is more kind of to say, yo, you know what? Everything can't happen or everything doesn't happen the way you plan it sometimes. Mm-hmm. So Trish and I were talking behind the scenes and through this whole process of, you know what? We want to give you guys the best. And sometimes giving you the best means like, hey, we got to pull back a little bit. Like, we can't really do exactly everything.
And the thing is that what we said before we started recording is that we want to live up to the name of the show. Our Absolutely. Show's name is going to be called The Black Phoenix. Mm-hmm. And we want to bring it. And Jay's done shows before. I have my podcast. We've been co-hosts on another show before. And we've learned so much from doing our own and collaborating that bringing this project to life, we want to make sure we bring it hard, fire, lit. We have so much vision. And the thing is that when you have two people, and we live in two different countries, and you know, we're collaborating.
Right.
But we want to bring our community some of the best information out there that is not just going to help them, but uplift and motivate. We want to do this not just right, but we want to just come out of the gates on fire.
Exactly. I think one of the things that Trish and I always stand on is that we want to make sure we're bringing all of you information that's tangible that you can use day to day.
Yeah.
And just, again, transform your world.
Yeah. Right? And it's not just information just for that moment, but it's information that you can share, information that, you know, it resonates with us in the and not just in within our communities, but you know what, for those communities who don't know much or is, you know, I wouldn't say the word ignorant, but not as educated as much with the Black and brown culture, that they this is serve as a tool to make things better out there in this world, because we see so much craziness going on that, you know, what we're trying to do is to make sure that our kids and their kids have the information right in front of them and live better than we have, and we want to just do this good.
Exactly. So, Trish, what are some of the things that go through your mind when you set a deadline and you're like, you know what? You have that epiphany that's like, I got to make some changes. Yeah. What kind of goes through your mind?
It's like me when I launched season two of Strong Talk. Mm-hmm. I remember I started doing this in January, and I said, okay, I am going to get it done by February.
Yeah.
But when I saw that things that I wanted to put in place and some of the mistakes that I learned from season one was still happening in my planning stage for season two, I'm like, no, if I want to roll this out, I got to do it. I want to do it a lot better. So I scaled back and I said, you know what, listen, you want to put information out there that people are going to use. And you also want to ensure that, you know, you're happy with it. That's the thing. If I'm not happy with it fully, you can hear it in my voice. You can see it in what I'm posting, right? So I wanted to believe 100% in what I'm doing. And I believe that when you totally believe 100% and you're happy with the outcome of what you're doing, you're so passionate that people gravitate towards that energy.
Oh, I agree with that. And it's funny that I know enough information about you now that when we were discussing the logo, I was like, okay, I know what Tris is going to want. I know what she needs, right? So the artist sent me one rendering back, which was more or so of my design, right? Of things that I thought would work. And the artist sent it to me, and it was a good drawing, like, but it wasn't what we envisioned together. And I sent it to Trish, and in my head, I was like, oh my God, she's going to rip this apart. She is just going to come back and just say, what is wrong with you? This is ugly. Like, what is this? Mm-hmm. And to be fair, Trish did not come back and say, this is ugly. But Trish, to her name, Strong Talk, she just came back and said, you know what? Maybe something a little less color. Like let's just tone that down just a little bit.
Tell them what I said about the bird.
Oh, yeah. So as Trish was saying, like, we are the Black Phoenix now, right? So our symbol is going to be the phoenix, right? So Trish writes to me. She's like, yeah, that bird needs to eat.
It needs to be fed.
Oh, man. So, like, so funny enough, like, I told the artist that, hey, is it possible, can you beef up the bird?
I'm a vegan.
I know, right? Trust me, bad choice. But that's the only thing I could think of that would help the artist understand exactly how to, like, make it. And funny enough, she wrote back and was like, what do you mean?
You so should have, like, just used my words.
Well, I didn't want
to. The bird looks like it needs to eat. Feed the damn bird.
I didn't want to insult the artist. So I was like, hey, can you just, like, right now it's a little skinny. Can you make it, like, a little bigger?
Yeah.
Right? And she was like, oh, okay. You want it thicker.
Fatten up the bird.
Right. And she replied back. She was like, you want it thicker. And I'm like, yes. Thank you. That's the second one. She sent it back. And now Trish and I agree on what is going to be our logo. And it'll be
up. It doesn't look dope now, though. It's dope.
Oh, it's beast now. It's fire now. Like, it's hardcore. I love the logo. It's but the first one, my bad. Sorry.
That's all right. That's the thing. I was talking to my son the other day.
Yeah.
And I said to him, I said, was there anything in your day today that you failed at that didn't work out?
Oh, I asked my kids that too. Go ahead.
Right? Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah. So I said to him, you know, you should fail at something at least once or twice a day. And he looked at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, listen, you need to get comfortable with failure, because that's what's going to drive you and push you to be better. Yeah. Because I think we focus too much on, oh, did you get an A in school? What did you do good in school, right? But we don't, and that corrupts their mind, that thinking that. So, you know what? It was only one of those prints that we had to go through. Imagine if I was a stickler and I said, no, Jay, no, right? But it was,
well, first of all, if you were a stickler, I don't think, if you were that anal retentive, I don't think we would have been working together.
No, even the graphics for even the font, like I said, I don't know about the font, right? Mm-hmm. And look at it now, like it's juicy.
Oh, yes, most definitely. But again, like, we went back and forth and we discussed, like, what we both want and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, when you're working with someone, there's always that collaboration aspect. And when you go and I messaged her, one of the things that we had talked about prior was the color scheme. And I was like, oh, let's just try it out. Let's see how it looks.
Yeah.
So she sent it back. And even when I looked at it, I was like, oh, that could work. But of course, like, we're partners, so I was like, you know what, if nothing else, let me show Trish and see what she says. But no, I agree. I talk to my kids about failure often, and as you're saying with your son, my kids, they just look at me like I have three heads, like, what, failure? Like, no, I'm perfect, hello. But no, the world isn't perfect, and I know you're not perfect, so let's talk about it.
And that's something that, as an adult too, that I've had to come to grips to, because there's so many things that I've, like, over the last year and a half,
yeah,
there's so many things that I've tried and wanted to do and tried, and and I thought I would be fantastic at, but I failed at it. Yeah. But it also helped me to do other things better. Yeah. It also helped me to plan and do other things better. So, and as much as I've failed at, and the thing is that I might consider myself to have failed at it, but if someone else on the outside looked at it, they may say, no, you actually did pretty good. But I think we're the hardest on ourselves, right? But when it comes absolutely. to this show, The Black Phoenix, we mm-hmm. want to put the best out there. And when I say the best, yeah, people might think, oh, what do you guys, it's just a logo, it's just an intro and outro. No, that is what makes us, that's what hypes us up. And let me tell you something. When y'all see this logo, okay, when y'all know, okay, first off, we're going to tell y'all what the Black mm-hmm. Phoenix stands for, what it means to me and Jay. But when right. y'all see the logo alone, you guys mm-hmm. will understand where we're coming from, why we said, okay, we need to wait a couple more weeks, why we want to launch, because this shit is going to be real.
100%. And when we said we wanted to be the best, we're not saying we wanted to be perfect. We're not saying that yeah. we want no errors. We're just saying we're going to put as much energy as possible to mm-hmm. making it as best that we possibly can. Yeah. You know? So I hope that makes sense for everyone out there.
So Jay, what is the Black Phoenix to you?
Oh, so for me, it just means like, it's like we're saying, like a lot of times in life we fail, or a lot of times, not even failure, like things will just knock you down. But a lot of times, if I can quote Rocky, it's not a matter of how many times you get hit. It's a matter of how many times you can get back up, right? Mm-hmm. And to me, the Phoenix is that rebirth. And as a culture, we have been suppressed, depressed, segregated, hating on, bashed, beaten, raped, pillaged so many times, right? But we keep coming back. We keep doing the thing. And every time you knock us down, we always come back bigger, better than ever. And that's what it means to me.
Yeah. And for me, and you just hit it right there. It's the Phoenix always, it rises from the ashes. It rises from that dark place. And to me, what we're trying to do is to uplift our people and raise them out of the dark place that they've been pushed into for so many years, hundreds of years. But it's not even just about shining the light on that, but it's shining the light on all the greatness and all the highlighting the greatness mm-hmm. as well. Because there's so many people, like, was it Billy? I keep calling him Billy. And the first episode that we did, there are two phenomenal people who are doing so much great stuff for our community that they just need to be recognized. Their information needs to be put out there. And that's what we're trying to do, is to gather and talk to all of these phenomenal people and just bring them out of the ashes and put them out there and make them rise. And that's what we're trying to do. And that's why we're so proud of the name.
Absolutely. As Trish said, like right now, there are people who are just killing. Like my homegirl, Shakari Richardson. Oh my God, she tore it up on the track field.
Like, I saw that.
I don't have the statistics in front of me right now, but oh my God, she just killed it. You know, there's so much greatness that we have.
And she says, "I'm that girl."
Right, exactly. Yeah. We need to get past the point of where we're trying to be like somebody else. It's time to start generation after generation of I'm the first me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's what we need to do. And that all starts with learning how to fail and get back up and keep moving forward.
And this is something that Jay and I can promise you, is that we're always going to be 100% vulnerable, straightforward.
Yeah.
You know, definitely straight talk. And, you know, I won't be strong talk if I'm not being like, listen, Jay knows that I'm very blunt and very open. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we lack in social media. We lack in our community, but mm-hmm. you know what? It's doing it in a respectable way, but also doing it in a way that we need to. There's so many stereotypes, there's so much stigma within our community that a lot of things we don't like to talk about, that we just sweep under the rug. So we're going to bring it to the forefront and have those uncomfortable conversations, but stir up conversations within yourself and your family so that we can start talking and start healing. Mm-hmm. And that's what we are trying to trigger and do.
Yeah. Which, I think we had this conversation offline, and if we haven't, let me know. But when Trish and I first started collaborating together, like Trish is saying, Trish has a very strong way of saying things. And I had to learn to say, you know what? Is what she's saying true? Is it factual? Or is this my ego trying to get in the way of what could grow to be something like great and just help take over the world? You know what I'm saying? So I had to learn how to put my own ego in check. Because there are several times where, like, I'm trying to think of a good example. Let's look at the logo, right? Like, which this is not what I thought, but I can see how people can do this. So the first Reject logo was predominantly my color scheme and my palette, right? So I could have easily told Trish, like, hey, this is it, right? And Trish could have easily said, hey, no, we're not going to go with that, right? My ego easily could have been like, well, why can't we go with that? Why shouldn't we go with that? But no, because that's not how a partnership, that's not how you're going to be successful, right? So everybody out there, you also got to learn your ego. Because sometimes, like, even with my kids will say stuff and I have to remember, like, okay, is what they're saying true? Or is this my ego rearing its ugly head just because I'm an adult and I think they need to learn their place, you know?
But it goes both ways too, because when you told me the color scheme, and so Jay wanted to do a color scheme of red, gold, and green, which represents like the African flag. And I'm like, I really wasn't feeling it in the beginning, but I said to you, I said, Jay, let's try it out, because it's not like, you know, it's not like we can't try it out and see, because it could come back amazing. And I think that it can. I just think maybe the color, how she did it or how the person did it, if it was like maybe a different color, green, there's probably ways that I mean that we could have incorporated the color. But on another note too, is I've had to learn, and I'm still learning. I can be really raw and direct, but it's delivery. And sometimes my delivery sucks, right? But the thing is that, and I'm not using this as an excuse, but my mouth works faster than my brain. If that makes sense.
No, that makes complete sense, because trust me, I have that problem too sometimes.
But, you know, when we talk about the logo, I kind of envisioned, like, for us, it's just strength and power is something that I just envision with the name and what we're trying to do. And when I looked at I can't wait for y'all to see the logo, man.
I know.
When I saw the last one, I'm like, yeah, that is powerful. It's speaking. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. No, I agree completely. And you're right. Delivery is always 90% key. Of how people are key. Yeah, right. So but regardless of how, well, I shouldn't say regardless. There's a two-way street. There's one way of how you deliver information, and there's two is how you receive the information.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So.
And that's the thing. And see, the thing is that you kind of put yourself in check, but sometimes I also have to put myself in check too, because it's someone has to really know me. And as you said, you've grown over the months to me to understand that some of the things I say is coming from my heart. It's not coming from me being critical, but it's me wanting someone to be better or to do better. Right. Mm-hmm. And trust me, it's a constant work in progress. And this is kind of why I like doing the talk shows and talking to people, is because when other people come on the show as well, and I hear their perspective, it also gives me a view of how I should be looking at things, and you learn and you grow. Right.
Right.
So I can't wait for y'all to see more, hear more. We are scouring and looking for people within our community, your community, that you think that, you know, should have a voice out there. So what I would ask y'all, follow us on our Instagram. Or I'm not very active on Facebook, but if you send me a message, I do respond. We're on Clubhouse. There's a new app that Jay just told me about, Spotify Green Room. We're going to try and get on there, y'all. So hit us up on YouTube as well. Leave us comments. And if there's people within your community, within your state, within your country, wherever the case may be, that you think that should be on the show and they need a voice, yo, we're going to talk to them and we're going to have them on the show. Right, Jay?
Absolutely. Yo, if you think there's someone that needs to be on the show, or if you know there's someone with a message, or even if you have a message, yo, tag us, write a comment, let us know. We will be happy to have a conversation with you and see if the show is beneficial for both of us.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's that we want to put content out there that is going to resonate, uplift, just get people going. So, I mean, hit us up, Finding Jay Reese, Trish at Strong Talk, and yo, we got you guys. We got you.
Most Definitely. And with that, yo, I think we're going to go ahead and land this plane. It's been a great episode as always. Trish, is there anything else you want to say before we officially let the people go?
No, I just, yeah, you know what? I just want to say be kind, not just to others, but to yourself. And this is just going to be a ride. This is going to be a ride. It's going to be great. So I can't wait for the further episodes, for future episodes, and to just get you all some information out there. So can't wait. Excited.
Absolutely. So if you've already made it this far through the episode, yo, go ahead and give us that subscribe, give us that like, and please share us with your friends, because we want to make sure that we're reaching as many people as possible so that way they can get the knowledge and the education. And we'll see you guys later. This has been Jay Reese. All right.